In downtown Indianapolis, it's the Pacers and the Golden State Warriors with Pat Boylan and Eddie Gill. I'm Mark Boyle. We welcome those of you listening around Indiana via the Elevance Health Radio Network, our longtime affiliate in Sullivan, Indiana, WNDI FM 95.3. Golden State wins the tip. They're on a back-to-back. They won in Detroit last night. For them, this is game two of a four-game road trip. The first shot of the game, Lindy Waters the third, missing a three from the left edge. Now the Pacers left to right with their first crack at it. Turnaround top, Jackson Davis is on him. Hand off to Siakam, driving to his left, hits the wing, whips it cross court. Out of the near side corner, Mathurin off target with a three. Golden State has the ball, the rebound in the hands of Anderson. He brings it to the top and leaves a three ball short. Jackson Davis gets the rebound, gives it to Hield. He drives to the left wing. His bank shot halfway down pops out. And the Pacers are on the move with Nembhard. Down the right side, hard to the hoop, and he laid it in.
Beautiful left to right cross and transition. And tough floater at the rim.
Pacers looking to sweep the two-game season series with the Warriors. They beat Golden State by six in San Francisco last month. Right sideline, Hield drives it. Left hand in the lane, kick to the near sideline. Waters has a clean look at a three, but misses. Turner with a rebound, and here comes Nembhard. Just over a minute gone, first quarter. The Pacers are in front, 2-0. Halliburton traveled over on the left side, trying to move down toward the baseline. That's an area that you touched on in the pregame show, the fact that the Pacers have done a far, far better job taking care of the ball over the last month or so.
Yeah, they just have done a very good job with their offensive execution and being able to take care of the basketball. Meanwhile, sustaining a level of aggressiveness required to get good looks.
Indiana 2, Golden State scoreless. Anderson left edge, sends it to the wing. Back to the goal on the catch. Jackson Davis hands it to Hield. There's the pick and roll, and Jackson Davis takes the Hield bounce pass, maneuvers to the front of the rim, and dunks. He had a double-double last night in Detroit, 14 points, 10 rebounds. This is his second season, and he has been a regular starter for the Warriors. Game tied at 2. Way out left side, Mathurin hands it off to Nembhard. Nembhard right on that logo at center court. Shovels it left edge, Halliburton. Shot clock down to 6. Halliburton off a Turner screen. That got him to the left sideline. 2 seconds to shoot. He has to hurry, and he puts up an air ball out of the far corner. Hield with the rebound. Golden State looks for its first lead, just over 2 minutes, having gone by here in the first quarter. Near corner, Waters up top. Schroeder will work the bounce. Now spins to the left hand, penetrating the arc, picked up by Siakam. Schroeder shovels it to the top. Hield with that left hand, drives it into the lane. Back out to Schroeder, a long three from the left sideline. Halfway down, it popped out. Turner rebounds. It remains tied at 2. 9:34 left in the quarter. Siakam down low. Back to the goal against Anderson. Backing him in, left hand, short shot, right of the lane, and that's automatic.
Yeah, he's an absolute bucket down there in these one-on-one situations in the post.
Pacers 4, Golden State 2. On top, Waters to the foul line, into the corner. Anderson hoisting up a three, badly off target. Rebounded by Nembhard. Golden State 0 of 5 to start the game from three-point range. Nembhard got into the lane, nearly lost the ball. Managed to send it out to Halliburton, and as he drove down the right side, a reach-in foul is called on Kyle Anderson. Golden State has been very reliant on the three-point shot in recent seasons. Third, first, and second in three-point makes over the last three, and this year, fourth. So they still rely on the three, even as their team changes with Klay Thompson, for example, going to Dallas, and Halliburton fouled on the play, shoots two. First one is good.
Yeah, I think they got, check it, I think they got Buddy Hield reaching in on the kind of the help position there. And not Anderson.
That is correct, and so it'll be his first. Anderson remains foul-free. Halliburton hits the foul shots. In general, he's always reliable up on the line. Lately, he's made his last 12. Indiana 6, Golden State 2. Schroeder handles for Golden State on the logo at center court. Perimeter right Hield. Back to Schroeder. Fakes the pass. Takes the shot. A three off the back of the rim. Long rebound Jackson Davis. Right back up top. And Schroeder goes to work again. They've missed all 6 of their three-point shots. Now Mathurin steals. 2-on-2 to the other end. He'll come down the right side and flip it in off the glass.
And that's great control there. Kyle Anderson is tracking him there. Good finish by Mathurin.
A 6-point run gives the Pacers an early 8-2 lead. Anderson, left edge of the arc, hands it to Hield. Center of the floor now, Schroeder. Play on the perimeter. Bounce pass from Waters to the right wing. Jackson Davis with eight to shoot. Back up top for a catch and shoot three. Waters missed it long. Rebound scooped up on one hop Anderson. They'll get another look at it. Anderson in the corner to Heald. Heald drives the right baseline. Off the glass, and he's fouled. Turner got him, and he's on the line twice.
This is clearly off to a solid start offensively. Warriors not so much. One aspect where the Warriors are getting some good work done is their offensive rebound. So eventually these shots will start falling for the Warriors if they continue to get multiple opportunities.
Heald hits the first foul shot. He had 19 in Detroit last night. Tonight he makes his ninth start. And he's the only Warrior to have appeared in every game. What do we have here? Double technicals. Yeah. Is it Waters and Nembhard?
No, I think it's Schroeder. Schroeder and Nembhard. They're having a great conversation out there outside the three-point line while Buddy Heald attempts these free throws.
And Heald, a very good foul shooter, 89% on the year, hits them both. His first 2 points, 8-4, Indiana by four. That ends a six-point run. Turner on top, facing the basket, shovels to Nembhard. Hard drive right down the chute, lays it off the glass.
Yeah, great job of turning the corner hard, and good screen by Turner, able to free up that space.
Big difference in the game shooting. The Pacers have hit four of their six. The Warriors are 1 of 9, 0 of 7 from three-point range. Schroeder, perimeter right, drives it to the wing. He's in the lane, kick to the top. Anderson takes it from there, drives it into traffic, and does a nice job flipping it in off the glass. That's Kyle Anderson's first field goal. He's making his third start of the season. A makeshift lineup here. No Curry, no Green, no... Wow, there's Halliburton down the lane with a layup and a chance to go to the line. No Kuminga, no Wiggins, no Pazemski, and a three-point look here for Halliburton.
Love that left-to-right cross he hits Schroeder with, rejects the screen and roll, and they're having a nice conversation again. But beyond that, the physical play of Halliburton there, attacking the basket and embracing the contact, and he gets the and one to go.
Halliburton makes his 13th consecutive foul shot, three of them in the first quarter of this game. Indiana 13, Golden State 6. Pacers doing a good job getting off early. There's the driving Jackson Davis down the middle. He left his shot short, but he was fouled. And Turner picks up his second, so he'll likely leave as Jackson Davis goes to the line.
That's a little bit of a touch one.
He did reach in, though.
Yeah, it's a little bit of a touch one. He's leaning on him a little bit there. He's done a solid job of rebounding the basketball early on in this game.
When the Pacers win, you can bring a friend to Penn Station East Coast Subs. Just text BOGO to 727-722 by 10 o'clock the morning after a Pacers win. The left-handed Jackson Davis knocks down the first foul shot. When you do that, you'll get a buy one, get one free coupon to use in the store the next day. Visit Pacers.com/Penn Station. For more details, Thomas Bryant, who started in the win over Chicago and delivered 22 points, his first start of the season, checks in for Turner. The Warriors have made changes, too. Timeout called. When we come back, Jackson will finish the free throw sequence. His team is down by 6. Every assist the Pacers record tonight results in a $5 donation to the Pacers Foundation from KeyBank so far. 3 assists on 5 field goals. Pacers with the early jump. 13-7 on the Elevance Health Radio Network. 7:07 left in the quarter. Pacers with the early jump, 13-7. Both teams have substituted. For Golden State, Guilherme Carvalho dos Santos checks in. You know him, if you know him at all, as Gui Santos. You may not know him, though. He's only played 36 NBA games.
Hold on.
Yes, sir?
Can we get that again, please?
Would you like to try it?
Absolutely not. I want to hear you say it again.
Okay. Guilherme Carvalho dos Santos.
Wow.
This guy in his 36th NBA game, they needed him last night. They were shorthanded. 13 points, 5 rebounds, played a career high in minutes. Just another example, and there are endless. We've talked about it many, many times, of guys who just need opportunity.
Listen, you look at the 8th, 9th, 10th, 11th guy, and you start to look at their numbers, and you're like, hey, well, that guy's just an average basketball player. Next thing you know, they get 30 minutes in a game, and those numbers are going to look drastically different.
He's guarding Siakam at the Pacer end, following Jackson Davis bagging a pair of foul shots, and Siakam shot it up over him and in from left of the lane. And it's 15-8. He replaced, did Santos, Kyle Anderson, and as mentioned, Bryant has replaced Turner. And now a blow-by on the perimeter coming in from the left side with a right-hand layup is Buddy Heald. He has four. 15-10. Indiana by five. Golden State started 1 of 9 from the floor. They've hit their last two shots. Halliburton's pass is deflected, stolen by Jackson Davis, and then he heaves it wildly into the forecourt. Tracked down by Heald, did a terrific job and got it out to the perimeter for a Waters three. That was great work by Heald.
Listen, that was a beautiful play right in front of the Pacers bench, and he turned around and let someone over there know about it.
It looked like Davis had just heaved it into the next county, but Jackson Davis, if this were hockey, he would have gotten an assist on that. As it is, Heald will get an assist on the Waters three. At the other end, a strong drive by Mathurin. No goal, but the rebound weak side, Thomas Bryant.
He does a great job with that offensive rebound. Keeps it high. Finishes with the left hand.
17-13, Pacers by four. Heald has the ball again. Left edge, Schroeder. Outside the arc, back to the center of the floor. Heald will flip it to the right sideline. And from there, the bounce pass from Santos down to the right baseline. Jackson Davis back into the corner. Three ball. Off target, Heald, and here comes Halliburton. 5:31 left in the quarter. The Pacers are in front by four. Left edge of the arc. Nembhard with the right hand. Still outside that arc. Now picks up the dribble. Lobs it down toward Bryant. Left of the lane. Bryant is surrounded by Golden State defenders. And a foul is called. Team fouls. Two on the Pacers. And three on the Warriors. Schroeder picks up his second foul. Turner already on the side for the Pacers with two fouls. The best athletes don't just play the game, they change it. When it comes to investing, Gainbridge is doing the same, putting you in control of your own financial future. Get started today at Gainbridge.io. Ben Shepard, Obadiah Toppin Jr. both in for the Pacers. Ben and Obi play with Bryant, Halliburton, and Nembhard. 5:19 left in the quarter. Pat Spencer has checked in for Golden State to relieve Schroeder, who just picked up his second foul. Shot clock to three. Top and a long one from the right edge off the front of the rim. Spencer grabs the rebound. 5:06 left in the quarter. 17-13 Pacers. Down the right side, Kevon Looney, who checked in during that last dead ball. Back out for a catch and shoot three. And Spencer put it through the middle. They were down early, but they pulled it within one. They trailed by seven. And now it's 17-16. Halliburton drives and kicks. Three off the catch from up top. Bryant is short. Looney rebounds.
He's got that all the way to the rim. He threw it out.
He did. And the Pacers came up with an empty possession. Spencer, Looney, Santos, Heald, and Waters attacking for Golden State. They look for their first lead, and they've got it. Waters from the top whips it into the lane, and Santos lays it in. 18-17, Golden State. Here comes Halliburton for Indiana to Nembhard, driving it to the right wing. Still bouncing at the edge of the arc. Now backs it up. Heald is on it. Now works his way down to the right baseline. He'll shoot it from there. It's off target. Rebound weak side, Golden State. And here they come again. Waters has the ball. Spencer just outruns everyone and dunks it off the pass. Pacers are getting out-efforted here, Eddie.
Yeah, listen, I talked about being able to handle success. And with no Curry in the lineup, you just feel there's zero energy in this building right now. The Pacers will have to manufacture their own and take this a little bit more serious.
Golden State on a 13-4 run. They've got a three-point lead. You're listening to Pacers basketball on the Elevance Health Radio Network. Changes both ways. Timothy John McConnell Jr. on for the Pacers, who attack left to right. TJ drives it to the foul line and hits the pull-up jumper. Golden State's lead shrinks to one. Halliburton the only starter on the floor with Bryant, Toppin, Shepard, and McConnell. Golden State has inserted the fourth-year guard, Moses Moody. And he's playing with Spencer, Looney, Santos, and Waters the third. Each team with one starter in the game. Golden State by one. Right of the lane. A right hand falls far short of the target. The Pacers come with Halliburton off the Santos miss. And McConnell has it left side. Whips it into the far corner. Shepard tried to move away with the dribble, but reaching in, Moody knocked it out of bounds. The Pacers play it in. 3:13 to go in the quarter. 14 on the shot clock. McConnell to play it in, and he'll get it to Bryant, and then take it right back. Moves it center of the floor. Penetrates the arc to the right wing. Bounce out to Halliburton. Bluffs the three, drives into the lane, and flips it home from the dotted half circle.
Very nice attack there. He's able to drive the closeout. Get right into the middle of the lane for the floater.
Halliburton, the Pacers' leading scorer with seven. Indiana leads 21-20. Spencer handles on top against McConnell. Perimeter right, driving the lane right to the front of the rim, but Santos can't get the shot off. Near corner, Moody. He drives it on Shepard. Shepard knocked it away, and the loose ball scooped up by Bryant. Here comes McConnell down the left side with a left-hand finish.
Yeah, great job there just attacking Spencer in transition with the right-to-left cross.
Pacers with a six-point run out of the timeout. Spencer is tackled by McConnell.
Literally.
That's a familiar, well, I shouldn't say it's a familiar thing for Spencer. I don't really know the rules of lacrosse all that well, but he was a four-time All-American in lacrosse in college. Surely he hit the deck more than a few times in that sport.
I was going to say, he does not mind some contact for sure, but he's a nice player. He's had some good games here for the Warriors and also with the Met or their G League team.
The Santa Cruz Warriors. Three ball up top. No, that was Moody. Pacers on a six-point run have a three-point lead. Here's Halliburton off the top and screen to the right baseline. Hooks it back up top. Toppin gives it to McConnell. McConnell explores the right side of the lane. His jump shot skips off the rim. Santos has it for Golden State. They're down three, 2:05 to go in the quarter. Spencer out near the timeline, played by McConnell. Has a dribble and uses it, driving to the right, down the side of the lane. Flips it back to the perimeter, almost threw it away, and in fact did throw it away. Moody got to it out near the timeline, where the timeline meets the sideline. He tried to keep it in play, but could not.
Yeah, Spencer gets down there in no man's land, jumps into the air with not a real plan, and throws a moon ball out to the half-court line.
Harris Walker will check in for the Pacers on the next dead ball. Indiana 23, Golden State 20. The Pacers shooting 59%. The Warriors just 35%. There's contact. And another foul on the Warriors with a minute 50 to go in the quarter. It's the first on Moody. Off the ball, Halliburton knocked down. And here comes Walker. There goes Halliburton. So no starters in the game for Indiana. Anderson is back in for Golden State. He's the only starter from either team on the floor at the moment. 1:49 left in the quarter. The Pacers have the ball and a three-point lead. They're on a six-point run. McConnell right of the lane, picks up the dribble, gives it to Toppin. Toppin with the left hand, lost the ball, but it wound up in the corner. Shepherd bounces once and hits a pull-up from the far baseline.
Love the shot fake. Clears some space there for the pull-up by Shepherd.
Pacers responding nicely out of the timeout. They've held the Warriors scoreless for nearly 3 minutes. And they're on an eight-point run, leading 25-20. Golden State will take a late first quarter timeout. Out of the timeout, Golden State has it. Moody takes it into the lane and finishes right in front. That ends the eight-point Pacer run. Indiana 25, Golden State 22, just over a minute left in the first quarter. Pat Boylan and Eddie Gill, I'm Mark Boyle. The Pacers turn it over. Ball is in Spencer's hands. He comes across the timeline, hits the arc left side, yo-yoing with the dribble, now lobs it down to the left block, and Shepherd, as Spencer sent it in, fouled Looney from behind. That's his first. Both teams will be in the penalty the rest of the way on subsequent fouls. Looney has fallen out of their rotation. He had been in and out of the lineup. He's only played in four of the last seven games. He was a staple for a long time in that rotation. He's back out there tonight. Moody drives baseline. That's a tough contested shot, and it's an air ball. Rebounded by Toppin. 42 seconds left in the quarter. Toppin has it left edge to the top. McConnell driving it on Spencer. Blows right by him, but can't finish with the right hand because he's knocked to the floor, and he'll go to the line twice.
Again, both McConnell and Halliburton, and Emhart as well, for that matter, have done a really good job. When these ball screens come up to the top of the key there, the screener comes up, oftentimes they are rejecting the screen, meaning going away from where the screen is designed for them to go and catching the defense off guard. That's exactly what McConnell was able to do there.
First foul shot makes it 26-22. The Indiana Fever gets started May 17th. The Chicago Sky providing the opposition. And you can get into the game by securing your tickets at feverbasketball.com/tickets. Heald is back in. Santos is out. McConnell hit the first foul shot and the second. He's got six first quarter points. Just over half a minute to go in the quarter. Indiana leads Golden State 27-22. Spencer has it right sideline. Bryant harassing him along with McConnell. He got down to the baseline and was able to convert off the front of the rim. Boy, Spencer's done a nice job. Yep. Seven off of their bench.
Listen, I've seen a couple of his games and his ability to wreak havoc on the unsuspecting.
separation between game and shot clocks appears to be less than 2 seconds. 9 seconds to go in the quarter. Here's McConnell driving hard right side to the baseline. There's that fade. This time, though, it won't drop. Looney rebounds, lets it go the length of the court, and it's wide and short as the quarter draws to a close with the score. The Indiana Pacers 27, the Golden State Warriors 24. You're listening to Pacers basketball on the Elevance Health Radio Network. And Indiana goes first with Pascal Siakam, Jairus Walker, T.J. McConnell, Thomas Bryant, and Ben Shepherd. Way out on the left edge, McConnell drives it toward the sideline, dumps it to the top. One bounce, Bryant, 4 seconds to shoot. Hand off Walker down the left side, right back inside. He tried to get it to Bryant, but Bryant couldn't handle it. And on the turnover, the Warriors are on the move. Dennis Schroeder back in the game, pitches it to the right edge of the arc. And a catch and shoot three from Santos ties the game at 27. He's got five. Indiana counters with a post-up right side Siakam, and he put it off the back of the rim and got the friendly bounce.
That's twice. The Warriors, this is just the style of play. They're going to play one-on-one basketball with Siakam in the post. Pacers might want to look at that a little bit more.
Almost a minute gone, 29-27 here in the second quarter. Golden State starts the quarter with Moses Moody. Trace Jackson Davis is back in the game. Moody tried to send him a bounce pass. Original call is Indiana ball out of bounds. The Warriors are pleading for the officials to reconsider. And now the crew chief, Ed Malloy, I think he is going to consult with his colleagues. At the very least, he's going to come over and talk to Steve Kerr about it.
Yeah, he missed that. It went off the leg of one of the Pacers defenders there.
And now he's at the table.
So they are going to review.
Looks like it. And so there will be a review with 10:58.
Challenge out of bounds call.
10:58 left in the quarter. Started to say that they will go with Moody and Santos. Schroeder healed. And Jackson Davis will step aside on the Elevance Health Radio Network.
After replay review, there is clear, conclusive video evidence that the ball last touches Bryant's left leg prior to going out of bounds. Therefore, it's a successful challenge. It'll be Golden State ball with 8 on the shot clock.
Now, nothing wrong with Ed Malloy there, but if I were the NBA, I would have classes in the offseason where all of these guys learn from Bill Kennedy.
Absolutely, yes. He is. And we have yet to get him yet this entire season.
Didn't we have him once and there was no challenge?
Well, I don't know that he was the chief, though.
Yeah, you might be right. Here's a three from the left edge. Warriors had possession but couldn't take advantage. Heald misses a three, and now Siakam loses the ball. Back comes Schroeder on the break. Three against three. He drifts to his right, hands the ball to Moody, who comes right down the middle and puts in a right hand.
Well, another thing that we've highlighted is the ability for the Pacers to take care of the basketball. Struggling a bit here to start this game.
Five turnovers so far. Game tied at 29. McConnell hard drive, right baseline, cut off by Santos. He turned it over. Heald lobs it into the front court. Caught by Schroeder, right edge of the arc. Siakam picks him up. There's the handoff to Heald, and now Moody will drive it on McConnell before giving it up. Schroeder has it way out right edge against Shepherd. Shot clock down to 10. Back to Heald, left hand, strong drive into the lane, but his right hand falls off the back of the rim. Offensive rebound left of the goal, Moody. He got the ball to the cutter coming down the middle, and a two-shot foul is called as Santos couldn't finish with a left hand.
You talk about a recipe not built for success. That's turning the basketball over and giving up multiple offensive rebounds. That's the fifth offensive rebound so far for the Warriors.
Game tied at 29 as Santos goes to the line. Memphis will be in here for the only time this season. That's February the 20th. And that'll be Purdue University Hat Night. Foul shot is short. Starting at $30. Every ticket purchased through this offer includes a Pacers, Purdue University, co-branded New Era hat. Find out more at Pacers.com/university. Turner left early with two fouls. He's back on now as Bryant goes to the side. Santos taking only his fifth and sixth foul shots of the year. Made one of two. He's 3 of 6 on the year. He's got 6 points in this game. Golden State is in front, 30-29. Hard drive Shepherd, left baseline, bounce to the right corner. Walker sends it down low. McConnell on the baseline, defended by Moody, who knocked the ball away and out of bounds with 13 to shoot. Baseline inbound near side. McConnell will trigger. Golden State still shooting just 39% from the floor to Indiana's 60%, yet the Warriors lead by one. Siakam backs his way to the foul line. His pass is deflected, but scooped up on the right wing by McConnell. He feeds the far corner as he drives the baseline. Shepherd misfiring on a three. Jackson Davis sends the outlet up the floor, and here comes Schroeder for Golden State. Left hand to the top of the arc. Edge of the arc, Santos. He faked the three and then traveled before putting the ball on the floor.
Yeah, with this shot fake, he's shuffled those feet a little bit as Walker's closing out on him. Good call by the official.
Luis Santos was a member of the 2024 Brazilian Olympic team. Had a big night for the Warriors last night and is getting some first half work again tonight. Walker, strong drive, but he banked it up too hard coming in left side. Jackson Davis scrapes down the rebound. Golden State with the ball and a one-point lead. Schroeder goes right edge to Hield. Turner has Hield on a mismatch. Hield will drive right by Turner, but he laid it up too hard. Walker collects the rebound. The Pacers are on the move. Near side corner, Walker to Shepherd, who missed a three. And it's rebounded by Jackson Davis. The Pacers have missed all six of their three-point field goal attempts. They trail 30-29. 8:55 left in the second quarter. Schroeder with the left hand down the middle. He's stripped, and the ball trickles out of bounds. Last touch by McConnell. That'll give the Pacers a chance to reinsert Nembhard and Halliburton. Shepherd and McConnell go to the side. Mathurin's going to come back on two with 8:50 left in the second quarter. And he will spell Walker. So the Pacers now have gone back to the original starting lineup. Golden State has nine to shoot. Baseline inbound near side. It comes to Moody near corner. Closing out on him is Nembhard. Now Schroeder has it, left edge of the arc. One bounce, got it into the lane, and Jackson Davis with the left hand is too strong. Rebounded by Indiana's Mathurin. Halliburton has it, center of the floor, back to Mathurin. Return to Halliburton. Driving right hand, got to the foul line, feeds the right wing. Mathurin there, backs it up, and sends it to the top. Left side Mathurin, bouncing to the wing. Shot clock to seven, Siakam out to Mathurin. Shot clock to five, back to Siakam. He'll have to hurry. 1 second to shoot. He fires and beat the shot clock with a fade over there on the far side.
Absolutely awful offensive possession until that ball goes through the basket.
Indiana back on top, 31-30. Schroeder gives the ball to Hield, and Hield looks inside, going to the left wing. On the catch, back to the goal. Santos puts it on the floor, driving with the left hand. Bangs bodies with Siakam, feeds it off in the lane. The left hand of Jackson Davis is not reliable, and it's rebounded by Siakam. Here comes Mathurin, right edge. Center of the floor, measuring, launching, and missing the three is Siakam. The Pacers now 0 of 7 from out there. The Warriors are shooting it poorly, too. They're 3 of 14. Left edge, here comes their 15th three, and that's their 12th miss. Moody from the left edge, the Pacers running. Siakam up the left side to the wing. Santos tried to cut him off and instead fouled him. Well, you've got two teams combining to go 3 for 22 from three-point range. That's bound to pick up, wouldn't you think?
Well, listen, 15 three-point attempts with 7:26 remaining in this quarter is a big number.
Pacers have the ball. From the side, Mathurin takes it up top and drives in, scoring right of the goal.
He just floats to the basket there. Great finish over Looney.
Anderson's back in for Golden State. We'll reset their lineup. Looney has returned. Schroeder, Hield, and Waters are the other Warriors in the game. Left sideline, Hield. Penetrates the arc, pulls up on the wing, bounces it down low. Give and go. Looney tried to get it back to him, but the pass is broken up. Nembhard on the steal. Right edge of the arc. Halliburton is free, and he hits a three.
Like that, their live ball turnover, great opportunity on the other end.
Pacers move up by six, their biggest lead, nine. Left side of the lane, Schroeder down low. Anderson left of the goal, misses from point-blank range. Four on two to the other end. Halliburton sets up Mathurin, a three from the right side off target. Rebound slapped off the backboard, deflects all the way out to the timeline. Nembhard gives it to Mathurin, and he hits a dead-on three.
Great burst here by the Pacers. A little sluggish quarter here, but go on a quick run to force a timeout by the Warriors.
It's a 10-1 run, and Golden State takes a timeout. The Pacers have matched their largest lead of the night. It's 39-30. Spencer back in the game, whips it to the far corner. From there, Anderson will hand it off. Spencer takes it back, pulls up right side, and drains another one. This guy's averaging 1.5 points a game. He's got nine, and we're still in the second quarter.
Absolutely.
39-32. Halliburton with it. Left side, beautiful setup, but as Mathurin comes down the left side, he is denied access, a foul called. Boy, Halliburton hit him perfectly as he broke in from the left side, and they had to foul to stop it.
Yeah, he just catches that ball on the run, just ultimately catching the Warriors by surprise with his speed to the rim.
Mathurin, surprise, surprise, lobbying for a shooting foul, but he doesn't get it. The Pacers do have possession, but the ball is knocked away from Turner, and here comes Spencer again. Left edge heel. Back to Spencer, return to Heald in the corner. He's covered there by Nembhard, and he goes right back to Spencer, who centers it. Anderson then swings it to the right side, and it winds up on the right wing with Looney against Turner. 7 seconds to shoot. Looney hands it back to Spencer. Strong drive, right baseline. He weaved it up off the glass. It didn't go. It's tapped up unsuccessfully, and Siakam grabs it. He didn't get that shot to go, but that was a terrific effort by Spencer.
Just to get the attempt.
Now Turner will go to the line at the other end. Siakam zipped him the ball in the lane, and as Turner tried to turn and finish, he was fouled.
Yeah, he's able to pin Spencer down there. And, yeah, they get Kyle Anderson coming on the weak side trying to bring some help.
Back to Spencer for a moment. He wasn't drafted. He finished at Northwestern, but before that he played at Loyola Maryland. We talked about his accomplishments as a lacrosse player. He won the... I hope I'm saying this right. The T. Wharton Award, which is the Heisman Trophy of lacrosse. And he was a finalist two other times for that award, so he's clearly an excellent athlete. The other night they played Memphis, and they were down by about 1,000 points. Yeah. They put him in the game, and Memphis immediately responded, putting his brother into guard him.
Yes, I saw that. That was very cool.
Miles Turner, who had been scoreless.
Is Spencer just playing, at the local Y while he's one of the best players in lacrosse in the country, or what?
No, he played there, but he was known for lacrosse.
Yeah, I got you.
41-32 as Turner makes the foul shots. Pacers have made all 7 of their foul shots. 5 minutes to go in the half. A drive down the right side. Looney, access denied by Turner, but they wind up with the loose ball. Heald misses a 3 from the right edge. Offensive rebound, Spencer, and Halliburton stole the ball. Up the floor, Nembhard driving aggressively into the lane. Got to the front of the rim and then dribbled it back outside. 4:43 to go. Here's Turner with a long 3 left of center.
Really, Pacers starting to impose their will a little bit here to close this quarter out.
It's a 15-3 run. Indiana with a game-high 12-point lead. Spencer handles for Golden State, getting it to Heald, and then as Spencer tried to steer it into the near corner, a kick ball will give it to the Warriors on the side. Moody is back in for Golden State.
Spencer should have shot that basketball, too. He's got one going and had a clear look.
They've only got 10 players in uniform, and 9 of them have played in the first half.
Yeah, you mentioned his average, and that's, you can direct that and attribute it directly towards his inability to get on the floor at a great level.
They've got it. Now Waters back in with Schroeder. Jackson Davis returns. And driving with the left hand, Schroeder pitches it perimeter right, faking the shot, driving to his left, and beating the shot clock with an unsuccessful 3 was Moody. Jackson Davis with the offensive rebound. And as Anderson tries to drive around Toppin, Toppin picks up the foul. Team fouls now 2 Pacers, 3 Golden State.
And the Warriors having their way with these offensive rebounds this first half, but they just haven't been able to put the ball in the basket after they collect that offensive rebound. And Trayce Jackson-Davis already with 7 rebounds in total.
They are shooting an abysmal 31% from the floor, but they're getting, as Eddie mentioned, additional opportunities. Handoff on top, Jackson Davis to Moody, drives right side, he'll go glass and miss. Rebound secured by Mathurin. Under 4 to go in the quarter. The Pacers on a 15-3 run have a 12-point lead in the ball. Mathurin to Turner out near the logo at center. Further out left side, Halliburton returns to Turner. Here's a long, long one, and it's online, but it's short. 35 feet out, left side, Anderson the other way. 3.5 to go, second quarter. Anderson gets it to Waters, who bluffs the shot, drives the lane from the dotted half. His shot rolls off the rim. Wouldn't have counted anyway. He's called for an offensive foul.
And Nembhard with that help side defense there sets up to take the contact and is awarded with the charge call.
Pacers bring it from backcourt. You can watch the Indiana Fever this season by putting down a waitlist season ticket deposit today at feverbasketball.com/season tickets. Nembhard bounces left edge, now takes it back from Halliburton, returns it to Halliburton, penetrates the arc, gets to the foul line, and is knocked off center. He'll go to the line twice as his shot hit the front of the rim and fell away. Contact with 3:13 to go in the quarter. We'll put him on the line. Shooter now with three fouls. And Halliburton, 3 of 3 in this game, has made 13 straight from the line. He goes twice here. We've talked about some of his recent numbers. Last four games, 51% from the floor, 49% from three-point range, and an 11-1 assist-to-turnover ratio.
And I'd say he's in some type of offensive rhythm, and a historical one of that. You're able to put all those numbers together. Hard-pressed to find someone in that type of run.
He made the foul shots. The Pacers are up by 14, and now underneath. Waters got away. It scored down low, taking the ball from Anderson. It's 46-34. Nembhard counters by driving to the dotted half circle, but his jump shot is short. Jackson Davis has been all over the glass, grabs another rebound, his eighth of the first half, and he'll take a return pass in the lane, steer it into the corner. Booty goes back outside. Anderson drives it. He's at the dotted half, and he knocks down a tough right hand. 46-36 Pacers. Down to 2.5 to play in the second quarter. Nembhard has the ball. Up top, driving on Waters. Down the left side of the lane. He put it up too hard. And the rebound controlled once again by Jackson Davis. Schroeder with the ball, perimeter right. And now we've got a technical foul called on Rick Carlisle. He is right in the face of Fennessy Ransom. Pat, that's right in front of you.
Rick exploded among right when that technical was called, and in fact a decent amount of restraint to not give him a second call. That is probably the most upset I've seen Rick Carlisle at least this season.
That is his fourth technical foul this season.
And Pat, you called it right. I saw that. The restraint the official showed just to not be and say, hey, I'm done with this whole situation. You see what that locker room feels like. Was pretty good, because Rick Carlisle was almost nose-to-nose with him after the first one was called.
Schroeder knocks down the technical, plus they have possession. They've cut it from 14-9. Schroeder driving to his right off a water screen that got into the wing. He'll rise up from there. His shot is on target. So Schroeder with three quick points. It's 46-39. That foul shot on the technical and then the made field goal. Nicely done. Halliburton came into the lane from the right wing, flipped it blindly over his shoulder, top and caught it and dunked it.
Yes, developed slowly, but yes, a beautiful no-look lob pass.
48-39. Moody on the move, and his shot goes to the front of the rim in the back before falling off. He got to the rim but couldn't finish. Halliburton to Mathurin in on the right side. Nope. And the rebound taken out of there by Jackson Davis with a minute 32 to go. He's got 10 rebounds in the first half.
Absolutely. Eating the glass right now.
48-39. Schroeder working left edge. Slings it to the right. Halliburton anticipating the play. Intercepts. Takes it to the goal. And got a little bit too fancy there. He had a 2-on-1 and he threw it away trying to set up a lob. Back the other way. Off the catch. The shot blocked by Toppin. Taken from the edge of the arc by Moody, who thought he was fouled. Halliburton the other way. And this time he makes no mistake, taking it in with a two-hand slam.
Yeah, you're exactly right. He made sure on that one. Textbook two-hand finish.
50-39. Golden State with under a minute to go, moving right to left in blue. Jackson Davis at the edge of the arc. Works his way to the wing. Back to the basket against Turner. Zips it cross court. The open man on the catch hits a three. That's Moody.
They don't have the three ball going here of late, but they have capable guys on their team to knock them down. Moody is definitely one of them.
I mentioned they were fourth in the league in makes. They are 14th in percentage. Up top three, Halliburton. Nope. Rebound Golden State. Anderson hands the ball to Schroeder. 25 seconds left in the half. Schroeder penetrates the arc, gets to the foul line, and converts. Five for Schroeder. Indiana by six. Shot clock dart. This will likely be the final possession of the half. Nembhard has the ball. He's in no hurry with 12. Working way out on the left edge against Schroeder. Now he accelerates with the left hand. He lost the ball. It's stolen by Anderson. It's 3-on-2. Anderson to Jackson Davis. And he's fouled as he tried to dunk it from behind by Mathurin. Jackson Davis will go to the line twice.
It's a good hard foul there by Mathurin. While the Pacers are on a nice burst about midway through this quarter, they have not been able to close it the right way, and the Warriors conversely have. So they're going to go in the locker room feeling pretty good about it.
Pacers had gone on a 15-3 run to take a 12-point lead, but now the Warriors have cut it to 6 with Jackson Davis on the line. Spencer is back in for Golden State. And Schroeder is out. Jackson Davis hits the first. Not the second. Rebounded by Toppin. Pacers are not going to get a look at the other end. Toppin heaves at the length of the court as the half goes dark. 50-45 at the break. That 15-3 run turned things in the Pacers' favor, but a shorthanded Warriors team, Eddie, did a very nice job closing out this quarter.
Yeah, just hanging in, staying with it. Talked about their inability to knock three-point shots. They're going to continue to shoot those shots, so Pacers want to continue to focus on that end of the floor, but very much a game where it looked like the Pacers might run away and not necessarily put it to complete bed, but really take a control of this game and just a five-point lead.
Pacers did lead by as many as 14. Golden State's largest lead, 3. Tyrese Halliburton, Andrew Nembhard, Miles Turner, Pascal Siakam, and Benedict Mathurin against Dennis Schroeder, Buddy Hield, Trace Jackson Davis, Kyle Anderson, and Lindy Waters III. The Warriors, game 2 of a 4-game road trip. They won in Detroit last night. They're in blue tonight with yellow and white numerals, letters, and trim. Pacers are in the yellow with the blue numerals, the blue letters, the blue and white trim. And they'll have it right to left to start the third quarter. Ball is in. Halliburton will bring it up. What separated these two teams, Eddie, in the first half?
Well, really, it's that three-point line has been deficient for really both teams, but the Pacers have done a better job of attacking the paint and getting what they want there and also getting to the free throw line.
And speaking of attacking the paint, the first possession results in a trip to the line as Waters fouls Turner, who was trying to score off of a pass from Halliburton. The Pacers went 9 of 9 from the line in the first half. Turner 2 of 2, and he'll shoot 2 here. Houston makes its only visit to the Fieldhouse February the 4th. The first foul shot is short. And that'll be University of Notre Dame Hat Night starting at $30. Every ticket purchased through this offer includes a Pacers University of Notre Dame co-branded New Era hat. You can find out more at Pacers.com/university. He missed the first. He bounced the second one in off the front of the rim. 6-point Pacer lead, first minute, third quarter. This is Golden State's first look. Schroeder works his way to the left of center off a high middle screen from Jackson Davis to the near corner. Anderson was wide open, but he shuffled his feet on a shot fake and then put the ball on the floor, but by then he traveled.
Yeah, that shot fake looked good. He got Siakam jumping to the second row off that shot fake.
Turnovers. 9 Golden State, 9 Indiana. Nembhard has the ball for the home team, moving it right to left. He's across the timeline, up top to Halliburton. Takes it back, drives down the left side. Got to the goal, but put it up too hard with the right hand. And Anderson pulls it out of there for Golden State. Pacers lead by 6. Golden State has the ball. Left sideline, Hield. Turner's in his face. Hield picks up the dribble. Looks to get rid of it. Bounces it to the wing. Knocked away by Nembhard. On the turnover, the Pacers come the other way. Nembhard drives right down the middle and then pitches it to the far corner where Siakam's 3 is off target. Rebounded by Anderson. Now the Warriors are running. Left side, Hield off the catch. A 3 out of the far corner right in front of his own bench. He's got 7. He had a poor first half shooting the ball. Just 1 of 7 from the floor. Pacer lead is 3. Siakam to the far side. Mathurin takes it back from Nembhard. Drives the baseline. He's under the goal, and he went up and under right to left with a finish.
Tough finish there. He's able to split Waters and Anderson for the reverse layup.
Pacers by 5. 10:27 left to play third quarter. Hield navigates left, comes down the left side, pitches it to the top. Waters is there. His 3 off target, rebounded by Nembhard. Golden State is 5 of 21 from out there. Pacers try to build on a 5-point lead. Turner from the foul line is perfect.
The Halliburton-Turner combination with the ball screen, very effective.
That was Halliburton's 5th assist. He had a double-double in the Chicago game the other night, 16 and 13. That was his 14th double-double of the season, and now a turnover. The Warriors have already given the ball away 3 times in this quarter, an offensive foul here on Waters. Pacers try to build on that 7-point advantage. They had it up to 14. The Warriors have since cut it to 3. Right now it's at 7. Mathurin on the move off a Turner screen. That got into the right wing. He sends it cross court. Siakam from the left sideline flips it into Turner. Turner on the block, left side. He went right around heel. He laid it up too hard, but Siakam is there to finish.
Great recognition by Siakam, finding Turner with, as he has an advantage over heel.
It's 57-48, Indiana by 9, as Schroeder gives it up. Heald relays it left side, edge of the arc. Anderson has it on the wing, and it's knocked out of his hands and out of bounds. 11 to shoot, 9:22 to play. Ball comes in, hash mark, far side, forecourt. Golden State will continue this road trip in Toronto and then Minnesota. They don't go home to play again until a week from tomorrow night. The Pacers are in Cleveland Sunday, back here on Tuesday to face the Cavaliers. Left side, Schroeder to the top for Heald. One bounce got him to the top of the circle. Lobs it to Waters, and Heald totally unaware of the shot clock, made one too many passes. Even had Waters caught it cleanly, the shot clock would have expired.
Now listen, I give Nembhard, Mathurin, and Haliburton a lot of credit out on the perimeter, making just basic pass, swing passes difficult. Put the Warriors up against the clock.
They've turned it over four times in the first 3 minutes of the third quarter. The Pacers look for a double-figure lead here. Haliburton near sideline, up top to Turner. Turner holds it on his right hip, now bounces it twice and shovels it to Mathurin. He comes steaming down the middle of the lane. He got to the goal, but he's called for an offensive foul.
Yeah, that's a good call there by Ed Malloy on the baseline. Good push-off by Mathurin. And he does not dispute the call at all. How about that?
Well, if he doesn't dispute the call, you know that he knows his hand was in the cookie jar.
Mark that one down in your calendar.
Yes, sir. 57-48, 8:54 to go in the third. Schroeder brings it for Golden State. Hands it off on top. Heald sends it left edge. Jackson Davis bouncing it to the wing. Anderson there, bottled up by Siakam. The shot clock down to 10. Anderson retreats, feeds it to the top. Schroeder driving on Nembhard. Nicely done. A beautiful gliding left-hand scoop down the left side.
Yes, it was. Very, very nice finish.
They cut it to 7 as Haliburton attacks at the other end. Perimeter right, Siakam. Siakam bouncing twice, now sending it out to the timeline. Haliburton moves it to the wing. Haliburton sends it into the lane right in front, and Siakam finishes.
Wow, Halliburton's able to squeeze that pass in there. A lot of traffic.
Pacers by 9 again with Heald on top. One dribble and a 3. Back rimmed it. Long rebound collected by Mathurin. He brings it himself. Front court right side. Center of the floor, Nembhard lobs it into the lane, and on the catch, Siakam is fouled from behind. Schroeder there. Waters there. 8 minutes to go in the quarter. The foul is the 4th on Schroeder and the 2nd on Golden State. Kevon Looney will return. Jackson Davis goes to the side. He's got 10 rebounds, and that means that for the 5th time this season, he has collected double figures. Luis Santos also back on. And the Warriors will defend as Siakam launches an unsuccessful 3 out of the near corner. Looney rebounds. Looney and Santos replacing Jackson, Davis, and Anderson. Pacers have yet to substitute here in the third quarter. 7:41 left. Schroeder missed a dead-on 3. Offensive rebound, Santos. Hands it off in the corner to Heald. Back up top to Schroeder. He thought about a 3. Tried to kick it to Waters, and it's deflected out of bounds by Nembhard. Golden State will play it in from out near the timeline. They've only got 5 seconds to get a shot.
And a great deflection there by Nembhard. This, again, another possession where the Warriors will be up against the clock. So look for the Pacers to increase this pressure, extend it.
Waters will play it in, gets it into Looney. Looney drives it on Turner from the right baseline. Turner knocked it out of his hands. Turner thought it went off of Looney. Ray Acosta, the official nearest the play, saw it the other way. So the Warriors have it on the baseline with just over 2 seconds to get a shot. Pacers have limited Golden State to 37% from the floor. Schroeder gets it in. Heald with a catch and shoot out of the far corner. Off target, he had no choice. Shot clock was about to expire. Siakam up the floor to Mathurin. Pacers by 9. Just over 7 minutes left in the third. Siakam takes the left hand from the top to the wing. Now turns his back to the... Oh, what a spin move. He got to the goal. He just abused Waters and dunked it with 2 hands.
Yeah, that's a long walk back to the bench for Waters as the Warriors call a timeout after that play.
Pacers back up by double figures with 7:07 left in the third quarter. Pacers have the ball. And by the way, do you have anything relevant to share with us? R.E., the Warriors, the Pacers, or tonight's game?
Well, so far, Siakam and Halliburton having good scoring games, both shooting over 50% from the field. That's a good sign, because when both of those two have scored 20, the Pacers are undefeated this year. They've each got 14 points, so still a way to go. But a good sign when those two are scoring for Indiana.
And when you say the Pacers have gone undefeated, how many times has that happened?
6-0.
Okay. Siakam fouls, the Warriors inbound, and it winds up with Schroeder. He'll heave a three off target from the right side. They've taken 25 and have made just five. Pacers by 11, their biggest lead 14. They have not trailed in the second half of any of the last four games, and that's true so far in the second half of this game. As Turner misses from the foul line, Looney rebounds for Golden State. Schroeder has the ball, 6:25 left in the third. Looney screens, Schroeder drives, that got him to the free throw line, and from there he scores.
It's a tough move that he put on that one.
Nine for Schroeder. The Pacers don't waste any time countering. Siakam takes the ball down low from Nembhard and lays it in.
That is a beautiful pass. That's three-quarter court, puts it on the button.
Siakam has scored half of his 16 points here in the third quarter. The Pacers by 11. On the right wing, it's Waters. Takes the left hand to the foul line. He got to the dotted half, and he scores. Nice play by Waters as he's fouled by Nembhard. Nembhard was all over him, but Waters got the job done.
Yes, it was. It was physical on physical there in terms of driving and the defense of Nembhard. And Waters gets the last laugh on this one.
Waters in his fourth season. He started with Oklahoma City. Wasn't drafted coming out of Oklahoma State, and then picked up by the Warriors this past offseason. No three-point play. He misses the foul shot. The Warriors, by the way, are the worst foul-shooting team in the NBA, which is kind of surprising in that they have the league's best foul shooter in Stephen Curry.
Yeah, and I'm looking at the roster trying to figure out who's the culprit dragging them down like that.
5:40 left in the third. It's a nine-point Pacer lead. On the right edge, Halliburton slings it cross-court to Nembhard. Up top, Turner wants three, and he doesn't get it. But there's Siakam with the offensive rebound, and they had to foul him to stop him from putting it back up.
Wow. And Pat mentioned the scoring of Siakam and Halliburton both. Siakam also throwing eight rebounds in this game as well to go along with his 16 points.
Pat Spencer had just checked back in, and that foul puts Siakam on the line. It is his first. Pacers 10 of 11 from the line. Golden State is 7 of 10. Let's take a look at this. Foul shot is no good. Schroeder is an 86% foul shooter, but much of that was when he was with Brooklyn.
Sure.
Jackson Davis is at 63%. Buddy's at 89%. Green is at 62%. Kuminga's at 64%. So I think I'm starting to get the picture now.
Yes. I would anticipate a guy like Kuminga getting to the line more than any of those guys you just mentioned.
Probably so. Empty possession. Siakam missed the two free throws. At the other end, Schroeder drives it left of the lane. Rainbows one up off target. Rebound wrenched away from Siakam and knocked out of bounds. The Pacers will bring it from backcourt. Obi Toppin is in for the first time this half. He played in the first half, scored 2 points. And he will play with Halliburton, Nembhard, Mathurin, and Turner. Siakam goes to the side. Heald gets set to check back in for Golden State. Buddy Heald just doesn't miss games. Hasn't missed one this year. Played in 84 last year as he switched teams in the middle of the season, leaving here to go to Philadelphia.
Just can't get him off the floor. You talk about a guy who has an unbelievable desire and passion for the game.
Nine-point Pacer lead, a three from dead on. A line drive skips off the front of the rim from Mathurin. Offensive rebound, Nembhard. He got it to Halliburton, who gives it back to Mathurin. A contested three out of the near corner. Offensive rebound, Toppin. And a loose ball foul. That's the fourth team foul on Golden State. Pacers really giving the Warriors some of their own medicine in the first half. It was Golden State getting to those offensive boards.
Yeah, very nice job of getting on the glass here. And we've seen over here the last two or three possessions, the Warriors have gone to a little bit of a zone look here against the Pacers, try to slow them down a little bit here.
Schroeder is out. They're not playing with Moses Moody, Pat Spencer, Kevon Looney, Gee Santos, and Buddy Heald. Right side Halliburton up to Turner, who fakes the three, drives to the foul line, sends it to the near side. Toppin fakes the three, drives inside, got it to Turner, and Turner in front, fouled. Will go to the line twice with 4:41 to play in the third quarter. This is a shooting foul after this. Golden State in the penalty, and the Pacers will be on the line. Anytime the Warriors foul after this, with Turner shooting two. The WNBA All-Star Game coming to Indianapolis in July. You can find out about tickets, volunteer opportunities, and event information by visiting WNBAAllstar2025.com. Turner hits the foul shot. Ben Shepherd in, Nembhard out. Turner now with 9 points. He's also got 5 rebounds. Misses the second shot. Looney with the rebound. 64-54. Pacers by 10. T.J. McConnell has checked in. It's McConnell, Top, and Turner, Shepherd, and Halliburton. Left to right come the Warriors. They're in blue tonight, down by 10. Slightly right of center. Santos gives it up on top, and Heald with a clean look takes advantage to deliver his second three of the quarter.
Yeah, Halliburton just lays on the screen there. It's an easy look for Heald.
Speaking of easy, here comes McConnell cruising in with an uncontested layup in on the right side. 66-57. Spencer tried to convert quickly at the other end. Missed right of the rim. Shepherd is surrounded and tackled. No, they say it's a jump ball. He had two men on him after he grabbed the rebound. Looney and Heald were there. It certainly looked like he was tackled.
Looney,
look at the replay.
Let's see here.
Either way, right?
Yeah. I don't mind the no call there.
Same. Jump ball. Looney will have a significant advantage here.
Yeah, Looney sticks his hands in there for the ball. Oh, here we go.
Looney tapped it, but he didn't control it. Toppin did. He sends it to Halliburton for a layup.
Yeah, great job by Toppin being able to advance that ball, and Halliburton catches on a run and gets two.
Spencer wasting little time, getting the two back, driving down the middle of the lane at the other end. 68-59, Pacers by 9. Spencer has scored 11 points in this game. On top, Halliburton, left edge to McConnell. And now it's Turner up top. Shovels it back out to Halliburton. Santos defends, and Halliburton's called for pushing off.
Yeah, he catches him with that left arm. He's able to
lay a game against the Pacers. And by the way, we were talking about Spencer earlier. The 11-point performance tonight is a career high for him. This is only his 22nd NBA game. 6 last year, 16 this year, and his previous best was 6. So the offensive foul on Halliburton will lead to a timeout. It'll also give the Warriors the ball. And out of the timeout, Spencer tries to attack immediately, and as he comes driving down the left side, ball was knocked out of his hands, glanced off his thigh, and out of bounds. Indiana will get it, and McConnell will bring it. Pacers have led by as many as 14. They've not trailed in the second half, and when they did trail in the first half, it was never by more than 3. Halliburton with it, off the handoff from Turner, drives right side, and flips it home.
Very nice action that they draw up out of that timeout, getting Tyrese Halliburton going to a strong hand.
He is 6 of 8 from the floor and has 18 points to go with half dozen assists. Thomas Bryant getting set to come back on for the Pacers as Heald has it in front of his own bench, left sideline. Backs it up to the edge of the arc, lets it fly, and the ball lands in the lap of Looney, who caught it and laid it in. Looked like someone got a piece of that shot on the perimeter. Was it Turner?
Yeah, Turner blocked that shot on the perimeter. Yeah, like you said, at that point, Looney is there for an easy layup.
And at the other end, Looney is called for his second foul as he got Halliburton. Pacers are in position to take advantage of the penalty here. Golden State put the Pacers on the line back at the 4:41 mark. Looney is out. And in for the first time is Quentin Post. He hasn't played in any of the last 5 games. He's a rookie out of Boston College, drafted late in the second round. This is only his 3rd appearance of the season. So he'll get some work. It's 72-61. Halliburton continues his flawless work at the line. 7 of 7 tonight as he makes 2 here. He's made 17 in a row. Heald has it. The Pacers by 11. A long 3 off the catch. Left edge. And that's perfect. Santos. His second three, he's got 9 points. And it's 72-64. The Pacer lead is 8. As Halliburton zigs and zags his way into the front court and finds an open man in the near corner, that's Shepherd for 3.
Yeah, I mean, so surgical with the ball. Tyrese Halliburton, great job of weaving around the defense and finding Shepherd on the weak side.
Post wanted 3, but he hit the back rim. Shepherd with the rebound. That would have been his first NBA three-point basket. Far corner, 3 ball, off the catch. Halliburton right in front of his own bench. He's got 9 in the quarter, 23 in the game. The Pacers have matched their largest lead at 78-64. Heald with an off-target 3 from the right side. Rebound picked up on one hop. Halliburton behind the back into the front court. Oh, Bryant wasn't looking. Halliburton sent him a pass, and it glanced off the back of his shoulder. This leads to a break at the other end, and Heald lays it in. Bryant had turned to look for a rebound.
Well, yeah, I think that's on Halliburton.
Correct.
For the turnover.
Too bad, though. It would have been an easy layup.
Yeah.
But you can't fault Bryant.
So you throw it into a guy's back who's not looking at the ball.
Yeah. Speaking of not looking, nobody was looking as Heald drove to the goal and laid it in. That upset Carlisle. And he calls the timeout. Heald has scored 10 points here in the third quarter, but his team is down by 10 at 78-68. Out of the timeout, McConnell will bring it up. Final minute, third quarter. Pacers by 10. They were up 3 at the quarter, 5 at the half, and they've led by as many as 14. McConnell with it, left hand to the edge of the arc, pitches it to the right edge. Mather in there, back to the top, 5 to shoot. McConnell's in the lane, dotted half, in traffic. There's that fade, this time not quite enough on it. And the rebound hauled in off the front of the rim. Spencer takes it the length, and as he gets into the lane, he is crunched. With 42 6/10 seconds to play, that foul is on Shepherd, and it's his second.
Shepherd has him actually in a bad way. He doesn't have to commit this foul. I thought Spencer was headed into no man's land, much like he did a few possessions ago. Shepherd did commit the foul there.
He's trying to take advantage of opportunity. He had played as he gets set to take a pair. First one here is good. They played 37 games. He had played in 9 of their first 31 games, so hardly at all. This is the 7th straight game he's played in, and he's done some good things.
Yeah, absolutely. He's in earning an opportunity. I referenced some of his nice play earlier, and he's continuing the chance to earn the trust of Steve Kerr and his staff.
He made the foul shots. He's got a career-high 13 points. Indiana by 8, just over half a minute to go in the second quarter. Mathurin up top. Bryant screens. Mathurin uses it to fire a one-legged jump shot from the foul line.
A little floater from that elbow. A little a la Steve Nash.
Oh, that's a very apt comparison.
Yeah, that was his shot.
80-70. Indiana by 10. Shot clock is not dark. There's about 3 seconds separating game and shot clocks. Here comes Spencer moving to his right. Picked up on a switch by Toppin. The 3 is on the way. And the misfire is rebounded by Bryant. 2 seconds to go. Mathurin from midcourt. He hit the goal. The board off the rim and fell away as the third quarter draws to a close with the score. The Indiana Pacers 80. The Golden State Warriors 70. You're listening to Pacers basketball on the Elevance Health Radio Network. Golden State left to right. Third quarter begins with Post driving down the left side, missing a bank shot, rebounded by Toppin. Quentin Post, Moses Moody, Guy Santos, Dennis Schroeder, and Lindy Waters, the third out there for the Warriors. A whistle halts play as the Pacers come with their first possession. And a foul has been called on Santos, his second. Pacers are playing with Benedict Mathurin, Thomas Bryant, Obi Toppin, Ben Shepherd, and T.J. McConnell. If I walked down the street and at random asked 10 people to tell me who Lindy Waters III, Dennis Schroeder, Guy Santos, Moses Moody, and Quentin Post were, how many do you think could say they are players for the Golden State Warriors? Less than 2.
Well, how many people you encounter?
10.
Oh, 10, okay.
Yeah. You got to be a diehard fan to know who some of these guys are. Which is not to denigrate them, as a jump shot up top is off target, rebounded by Golden State. Not at all. I'm just saying they don't get a lot of time.
But now I need to know, do they need to know all 5 guys, or can they just say a couple of them.
There's a drive by Moody, blocked by Bryant. This leads to a break. Here comes McConnell into the right corner. Mathurin fakes the three, sends it out to Shepard. He drives and spins. Nicely done. But he missed the shot from the dotted half. And Schroeder hauls it out of there for Golden State. 1 minute gone, fourth quarter. Pacers up by 10. Moody working Shepard left wing. Now back to Schroeder. He'll try a long one, and he'll hit the long one. Yes. Schroeder has scored 12.
Siakam just dares him on that one. He gets it to go.
To answer your question, we'll take Schroeder out. Most would know him. But the others, Post?
No.
Waters?
No.
Santos?
Nope.
McConnell missing from the dotted half. They've done an excellent job hanging in this game without their big weapons.
Just staying in striking, just trying to keep it close and hopefully make some shots at the end of the game.
They're only down 7. They've trailed by as many as 14. Post is not shy. Uh-oh. And that's his second NBA basket, his first three. Only his third NBA game, 80-76.
And that bench is loving it over there. He had no hesitation. Guy's capable.
Let's see if Bryant can get it back. He does from out on the left edge.
That's a big shot there. The Warriors are able to close it to 4 with that three by Post.
83-76. 9:54 to play. Schroeder works his way right edge of the arc. He hit a three from the left side earlier. This time he's off target. McConnell has it with 9:45 to go. The Pacers are in front by 7. Siakam with a dead-on three. Perfect.
What a response there as Warriors close it to 4. Back-to-back three-point shots by the Pacers to put it back to 10.
Neither team shooting well from out there. The Pacers 29%. Golden State 27%. And now on top as Mathurin tries to slide through a screen. He's called for a foul, or did they just call a timeout?
Timeout by Steve Kerr there. He's like, hey, we got to get something good here.
So the Warriors will have it with 9:27 to go. They're down 10 on the Elevance Health Radio Network. They've got the ball. They're down 10, moving left to right early fourth. Schroeder cut off right wing by Siakam, sends it up top. Santos hands to Hield. Hield played by McConnell, launches and hits a three. That's his third three of the second half. He's got 17 points.
He can heat up quickly.
And it doesn't matter really whether he's shooting well or not. For example, over the last 8 games, 26% from out there. Ball knocked out of bounds. But in this game, well, he's not shooting it well. That's not my point. He's 3 of 10, just barely better than 26%. But he's still not shy. He still takes 10.
He's not, and you have to monitor and pay attention to him as if he's made his last 10, because he's that capable of heating up and making a number of them in a row.
And you know what? If I'm his coach, there's an inbound to Shepard, who got to the goal but couldn't hit the layup. Hield has it. I don't care what kind of a slump he's in. I'm happy to have him shoot it 10 times a night.
There's no question about it.
As Jackson Davis takes it at the other end, his first scoring as he got in close in the second half. He's got 7 points and 10 rebounds. Pacer lead has been cut to 5. McConnell drives and hands it off in front for a two-hand Mathurin slam.
Yeah, we've seen that before. Baseline drive by McConnell, weak side cut by a teammate, and finish.
88-81, Anderson on the floor now with Schroeder and Jackson Davis. Waters is out there, and so is Heal. Schroeder up top, McConnell watching him. The shot clock down to 9, just over 8 minutes to play. Schroeder tried to feed a baseline cutter, broken up. Bryant ahead to Siakam, and that's a two-hand slam.
That's great deflection there to start that break for the Pacers.
Lead back up to 9. Siakam has 21 to go with his 9 rebounds. Here's Waters driving Mathurin, got to the left edge of the lane, then punched it outside where Hield gave it up. Schroeder has it, shot clock down to 8. Back to Hield. Shepard is on him now. Hield trying to carve a path to the goal. Cut off on the foul line and misses the shot. Well played by Shepard. Mathurin gives the ball to McConnell. The Pacers look to push that lead back up to double figures. McConnell across the lane, left to right, and he banked it in.
That's a tough shot. Fade away, going away from the basket there, and Jackson Davis, great challenge on the shot.
Pacers have shot it well all night long, over 50%. Jackson Davis got in but couldn't convert the left hand. Indiana by 11 with Siakam in charge. Off to Mathurin. He sends it into the lane and deflects off of Bryant's hand. Hits the backboard and is controlled by Golden State. We're down to 7:13 to play. The Warriors in an 11-point hole. Schroeder dancing right edge of the arc against Mathurin. Now we'll move to his right. Got a half a step on Mathurin, and the shot is recycled. Bryant from the weak side, and this leads to a dunk at the other end from Siakam.
Hell, that one is a beautiful play. Great one-on-one defense by Mathurin. Block shot by Bryant. Tap pass by McConnell, and a dunk on the other end by Siakam.
Pacers up 13, 6:57 left on the Elevance Health Radio Network. 6:49 to go here. Golden State has it. They're down 13, moving left to right in blue. Left wing Anderson against Siakam. Shot clock down to 7. Out to Hield, who fires an unsuccessful 3 from the left sideline. Mathurin has the ball for the Pacers, and Halliburton will bring it up. Pacers have led by as many as 14. They're up by 13 with possession here. Halliburton off of Siakam's screen. That got into the center of the floor. He finds Turner in the right corner. Turner bounces twice, hands it off. Right wing Mathurin pulls up right baseline and didn't get the roll. It went all the way around the rim before falling off. Anderson has it for Golden State. Takes it to the dotted half circle, and he'll fire off the glass, scoring over Halliburton. 6 points for Kyle Anderson. Tonight makes his third start of the season. They're shorthanded. No Curry, no Green. No a lot of guys. But they've hung in there. Down 11. Now Halliburton blows by Waters right side with a scoop shot.
I like that. We've seen him do it quite a bit here in this game, being able to attack the basket, get 2 feet in the paint, make things happen.
We're talking about an effective 25-point game. He's 8 of 10 from the floor, 7 of 7 from the line.
Love it.
Nice pass. Spencer taking it from Anderson, cutting down the right side for a layup. He pushes his career-high total to 15, Indiana by 11. 5:22 to go. Halliburton in on the left side this time. Sends it to the far corner where Turner strokes a 3.
That's a beautiful pass there. Find Turner in that weak side corner right in front of his bench.
5 minutes and 10 seconds to play. It's 98-85. Into the corner it goes. Correction, it's 99-85. The scoreboard shows 98. That was a 3, not a 2. Anderson takes it in and scores. It was a 3, was it not, Pat? I saw the official with his arm raised.
Yeah, I saw that as well.
So I think the scoreboard's wrong. I think it's 99-87, but we'll get it sorted out. Pacers are in front with 4:41 to go. Hopping into the lane, Mathurin. Zipping it into the near corner. Turner is confronted, but fires anyway. Spencer challenging the shot, which was off target. Hield brings it the other way. Long pass, forecourt, right edge, Spencer. Spencer working the left hand, drives Turner into the lane. Fading left of the goal. Beautiful bank shot. Spencer is showing some stuff here.
Absolutely, yeah. He's very crafty. Finds his way to get a shot off.
Well, now I think they've changed that Turner shot to a 2. The official score sheet also shows 98-89 now. 4:04 to go. Siakam has it in the lane. Nembhard dotted half, fakes once, goes up, and he got the defender into the air. Jackson Davis on the foul. And Nembhard will go to the line. So the 3, or at least what I thought was a 3, turns out to be a 2. I could have sworn, though, that I saw the official have his arm up.
Yeah, I didn't notice. I thought it was a 3 live when I saw him take it, shoot it in the corner, but didn't see the official's call.
Nembhard misses the foul shot. Pacers from the line. Mediocre, 13 of 18. Golden State the same, 9 of 12. Not the same numbers, but roughly the same percentage. Nembhard misses both.
Yeah, most of those free throw struggles have been here in the second half. They shot it really well from the stripe in the first half.
Not just really well, perfectly. 9 of 9, which means in the second half they're 4 of 10. In the lane, Spencer had the ball knocked away by Nembhard. Here comes Halliburton. Far corner, Mathurin open for 3.
What Halliburton does an amazing job in transition, finding his teammates another cross-court pass.
101-89, and we're down to 3 minutes and 26 seconds to play. As Anderson comes in on the left side, and Turner smacked it away and out of bounds, his third block of the game.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out if the Warriors didn't see that on the scouting report or haven't seen Miles Turner the last 10 years. But it's been multiple times they're going and they're challenging him. He's getting some of his easiest blocks of the season.
All is in, and Anderson has it on top. Hield, left edge, moves to his left and unloads a 3. The rebound in the lane to Turner. Up the left sideline, Halliburton. 3:10 to go. The Pacers are in front by 12 as Halliburton moves it center of the floor. Mathurin open again, and this time he scores from the right sideline.
after coming alive, so we're going to put some nice fourth quarters together, back-to-back threes.
104-89, Indiana's largest lead of the night with 2 minutes and 52 seconds to play. Spencer on the left wing drives to the side of the lane, wanted to go into the lane to Jackson Davis, but that's knocked out of bounds with 11 to shoot. 2 minutes and 47 seconds to play.
Well, that one there was a direct result of Miles Turner blocking that last shot there. Spencer actually had a layup attempt. Turner was too far away to get to it.
He gets it into Anderson. Anderson comes in, left side, right hand off the glass. Rebound Turner. Turner's got 11 points, 7 rebounds, and 3 blocks tonight. Down to 2.5 minutes to go. The Pacers trying to put the finishing touches on this one, leading it 104-89. And now Siakam with a blow-by on the baseline, right side, and a layup.
They've been playing one-on-one against Pascal Siakam in the post the entire game, and he is having his way.
Seventh double-double of the year, 25 points, 11 rebounds, 106-89. Here's Jackson Davis in on the left side converting. He's got 9. He had 10 rebounds in the first half, doesn't have any in the second half. 2:04 to go, 106-91. Halliburton way out on the right side. Heald defense. Halliburton drives by Heald, hooks it out to Nembhard into the corner. Turner fakes, and then as Heald blows by, misses the three, but Mathurin crashing to the glass, grabs the rebound and lays it in. 10 of his 21 points here in the fourth quarter, and he too has a double-double now. For Mathurin, his 7th double-double of the season after he had a grand total of 3 over his first 2 seasons combined. Pacers have this one in the bag at 108-91. Out of the timeout, Johnny Furphy on for the first time. Ray J. Dennis makes his NBA debut. Jairus Walker is on the floor. James Johnson will get some work. And Ben Shepherd is in the game as Spencer handles for Golden State. Hard drive, left side, dumps it into the lane, right in front. Post is there, and he's going to have a chance for a three-point play. Quentin Post with 5 points. Remember, this is only his 3rd NBA game. He had an eventful summer, at least on paper. He was drafted by the Warriors. He was traded to the Thunder, then traded to Portland, and then traded back to Golden State. Now, I doubt that he moved to any of those cities, but on paper, that's pretty eventful.
Yeah, that's a lot of moving around while he's sitting at his couch watching it all happen.
He's got 6 points. He completes the three-point play. It's 108-94. Dennis handles for the Pacers. He's a rookie out of Baylor who only signed recently. Has been playing with the Indiana Mad Ants. Here's Walker driving, losing the ball in the lane. It's punched high into the air and finally controlled by Santos. 71 seconds left, 108-94 Pacers. Santos almost walked with it. Furphy on top of it. Santos bouncing with the left hand, penetrates the arc, comes in on the left side, and puts in a right hand off the glass. DeSantos with 11. Last night he had a career-high tying 13 points. In theory, he could match that before this one's done, under a minute to go. Pacers are up 12. Dennis has the ball way out by the timeline. Left hand, shot clock to 10. Now he'll move that left hand to the edge of the arc, switches to the right, back to the left. He's in the lane. He leans in, and he's called for traveling. All right, our Kroger performer of the game this time, Eddie Guilfour, you go first.
I'll go Siakam.
All right, I will. Yeah, I'll go Siakam also. Pat?
I have no issue with that. I think it's almost a three-way tie between Mathurin, Siakam, and Halliburton, but I'll side with you fellas.
Kroger proudly sponsors our performance of the game. It's a 12-point Pacer lead. We're inside of half a minute to go. Way out on the left edge. Here's a bomb from Spencer. Back rimmed it. Rebound Walker. 14 seconds to go. Pacers have to get it to the forecourt. And that's what they'll do, and then they'll allow time to run out. This 5-game stretch, Eddie, has been exceptionally impressive.
Yeah, they're playing beautiful basketball. Talked about the ability to handle success in the right way. Thought to open the season, it wasn't that. But now, this newfound success, playing really good basketball, but also being assertive on a nightly basis. So continue this momentum.
It'll be interesting to see now with the Pacers playing at such a high level how they fare against a team that is playing at a higher level than any. The Cleveland Cavaliers, who won that head-to-head matchup with Oklahoma City earlier in the week. And that'll be coming up Sunday and Tuesday. For now, though, we go courtside. Pat Boylan standing by with Thomas Bryant.
Benedict Mathurin here, Mark and Ben. It seemed like every time that they started to go on a run, you guys had an answer. Take me through what led to the resiliency here tonight.
Just keep playing hard, keeping the game simple. That was pretty much it.
When you think about how this team has been playing lately, really over the last month plus, what are you most proud of? Does anything stand out above all else that you feel like you can attribute to this run?
I feel like we play harder, we play together, we play as a team, and I feel like the results has been winning.
Take me through your overall performance today. You were scoring, you were also rebounding. It felt like a pretty complete game for you. How did you see it?
It was good. You know, I was able to help my team win, grabbing rebounds and playing hard, and, you know.
Rick Carlisle has sung your praises lately, your overall game. When you think about where you've improved the most, the level that you're playing at right now, what jumps out?
Just playing hard. Doing what I can, like I said, to help my team win, and it's been pretty good. And
Cleveland's having a great season, two straight coming up against the Cavs. What's it going to take to keep this rolling against a really good opponent?
Keep playing hard. You know, they're obviously a great team, and you know, we have a great team as well. We have a lot of depth, so just being there for each other and staying locked in and taking possessions by possessions.
Double double tonight for Benedict Mathurin. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Back to you.
Final score is 108-96. The Pacers over the Golden State Warriors. Complete postgame coverage next. You're listening to Pacers Basketball on the Elevance Health Radio Network.